Luke chapter 10, verses 33 through 35. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Bible and as we continue the story of the Good Samaritan. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him, and he went to him, and he bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, and he gave them to the innkeeper, and he said, "Look after him, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." The businessman was in a hurry. There was only so much time to get to his next appointment. With a little luck, he would arrive in time for the day's meeting. Tomorrow night, he would be home in time for dinner. His schedule was tight, but God's schedule for us is often different from what we've put on our calendars. Right in the middle of the road lay a man in need. He'd been robbed, beaten, left for dead. "Not today," was the man's first thought. But he knew the dying man needed his help. So he stopped. He surveyed the situation and provided some emergency care. He then took the man to an inn and made him comfortable. He asked the innkeeper to continue to care for the man until he could return. The Good Samaritan not only cared for the beaten man, but he followed up to make sure he was okay. What a tremendous lesson. We need to get involved in the lives of others, not as a one-time drive-by ministry, but for the long haul. The beaten and the bruised take time to heal. Father, help me be one who demonstrates mercy, not just when it fits into my calendar. Help me be one who continues to work in the lives of those you place right in my path. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org. We'd love to pray with you and for you.